Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason is engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Dr. Sergey Shilisor is with us, medical doctor, ER doctor. Welcome, Dr. Sergey.
Hello, sir. How are you? And a little heads up, I am almost at the office, so I've got maybe about 2 to 3 minutes before I make it into the building. So if the reception is not the greatest, it'll be better in a few minutes.
Okay. Well, it's fine. So once, as you transition to going into the clinic, will you still be with us?
Absolutely, sir. You got it.
Okay. So, Dr. Sergey Shilisoring, I've, you know, we have instructors all over the country and actually on multiple continents. And one of our instructors lives in California. And I'm not saying anything out of school or out of confidence. She has twin daughters. And at the time, they were 17 years old. They were in the public school. And mom, got a call from the school that one of her daughters is a boy. And, of course, that was quite earth-shaking for mom, and she didn't quite understand it. And the school was enabling her daughter to become a male in her mind. Although she was a female, she was starting to dress as a male. She, you know, had her hair cut like a male, and she wanted to even be called a male's name. She wanted to be called a boy's name rather than a girl's name. And so we got, Rich Sheban and I got together with mom on the phone, and we worked out a way that both girls and mom could go to Rich Sheban's farm in Montana, drive out from California, and experience nature, and maybe this whole thing could be fixed. Well, it didn't work out. And so now it's worse. It's actually worse. They did go to one at a time, the twins. Went out with mom. Mom made two trips. Each of the girls made one trip. And the girls both think that the twin who wants to be a boy should be whatever she wants to be, whenever she wants to be it. Grandmother feels the same way, you know. If she wants to be a boy, that's fine. Everybody thinks that it's okay for her to be a boy, except for mom, who thinks it's not okay. And I've been reading stories about this and terrible, terrible regrets. Hormone therapy, genital mutilation, genital surgery. And here we are with people who have had the surgery, had the hormone therapy, now want to commit suicide.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very typical case scenario. Yep, I just made it into the office, so I think we can have a wonderful conversation. How's the reception here where I am right now, sir?
It's a
big
perfect
topic.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely perfect.
Yes,
so
sir.
What are your thoughts? Have you had, and one of the things that USA Prepares does, I think, better than any other broadcast is we just 5 days a week discuss firsthand experiences, things that have happened to us, and we relay them so that our class doesn't think it's just happening to them in isolated incidents. It's happening these things are happening all over, and we just share what our take is, what's happening. So I believe this is a real problem. I believe young people want to commit suicide, and they're confused. And the system is enabling them to be more confused.
And that's 100% observation on my end.
So if you don't mind, I'll share a story of one of my clients, patients here in clinic. And again, I'm not saying anything is good or bad. It's just, I call it what it is. I see facts and I deal with facts. No judgment. So the situation is, and this is a very typical case scenario. So one of my clients that I'm working with and helping, without mentioning names or confidential information, a very typical story for a lot of this kind of population is this was a person who started as a male, a biological male, and was having a gender dysphoria, as they call it, and then eventually was convinced and went through the basically transition, so to speak, became identified female, even though XY chromosome, male. In the process, ended up with breast implants, which are now basically just messing up the back and the balance and causing all kinds of orthopedic issues, and now desperately trying to get them removed because they're no longer serving, it's literally like having two extra bags on the front, basically that are pulling the body, the trunk, in the wrong direction, spine issues. Secondary issue, more important issue, decided to go through hormone treatment and sexual reassignment surgery, which means you cut off the testicles and create what looks like a vagina. So, in medical terms, this is literally the equivalency of doing a castration procedure. And I think this was basically done as a punitive in the past, but it's interesting how in our culture and society, this is now okay. That all this has been done and he's interested now, I say he because he's interested in going back to his normal male pattern, we can't do that anymore that easily. So there is even we work with hormones, but even this kind of hormone treatment is beyond what we can do, literally. So we're referring out to a specialist. Hopefully we can find somebody who can assist with that. But here's the thing. Chronic metabolic syndrome because, lack of hormones, mental, emotional, limbic system, dysregulation, obviously sexual functions and libido and everything else is, that's non-existent, literally. Everything down the line. If you go down every organ system, everything is a mess, including mental health and emotional. So the story is, to me, this is a very simple thing. This is what I call the original design. God doesn't make junk, and I don't say it in any other way put an appreciation out to the Creator, and that's again, that's my personal belief and that's my personal foundation, and I am absolutely ecstatic to honor the creation and the blend and the vessel that is myself, my body, and my patients, and of course, even in these situations, we work with and we honor whatever we can in terms of what can be recovered. But the first and foremost thing, don't do the unnecessary damage. And the culture and society, 100%, seeing this a lot more. And I've been working 23 years, this is an emerging pandemic, if I were to say that.
Dr. Sergey, would you say that this starts out with, let's say, green hair, pink hair, blue hair, and then goes on to gauge rings in the ears, and then goes on to other body alterations, I'm talking about physical alterations, and then leads to sexual reassignment, if you will, or attempted or pseudo reassignment?
Certainly. literally along the pattern, which is not to say that everyone that's got, you know, green hair. I mean, I literally just saw one of my favorite patients who's a great-grandma, and she's never done anything like this, but she just decided to get her hair in a different color. You know, it was pink. It was actually pretty cute. But, you know, other than that, you know, just, yeah, if a person goes down that path, those are some of the steps along the way, especially if you're young. Because here's the thing. Let's get back to this, to what we're saying about, you know, well, God doesn't make junk. You know, how do I say this? Again, this is not so much a medical statement. This is more so a personal, and I am, you know, and this is my belief system. You know, we have to honor what we have. We have to honor what the creation is. I'm not smart enough. I'm not, in other words, I'm not smarter than the Creator. That's the bottom line. So the best I can do is learn, understand, and appreciate, honor, and take care of this wonderful, amazing vessel, a temple, I don't know how else to say it, that is our bodies. And that's why we do what we do, holistic, functional, regenerative. That's the whole concept.
You know, as I listen to what you're saying, I'm thinking that you and Dr. Norm Shealy at home, at your home together, I'll bet you both speak in shorthand to each other, where you understand each other's thoughts almost without speaking. Is that correct? Because you sound so much alike.
The idea, yeah, our communications typically tend to be in a very abbreviated, you know, just boom. You know, bullet point, you know, exclamation mark. All right, got it. Roger that, you know, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I envision, you know, being at your home and knowing you, both of you, as I do. So what is it that, and I'm not speaking of this particular client slash patient, what is it that drives us? Is loneliness one of the attributes that drives someone into changing his or her sex? Is it, or trying to, or attempting to, or believing it can be done? Is it peer pressure?
Yes and yes, all of the above. But I think most important of all, and this is where I come in as a holistic doc, is we have to remember who we are. What is the human being? Who am I? Who is Sergey? Who is Vincent? You know, the way I see it, and again, this is my view, so then I'm not speaking as a conventionally trained doc, I'm speaking as a human being. And the functional holistic regenerative doc as well. To me, the creation is sacred. The human body is sacred. The mind is sacred. Our spirit soul is who we are. The mind and the limbic system, our control center, is what determines everything. Now, there's a lot of factors, a lot of entities, that I'll put it this way, including organizational, governmental, and otherwise, that literally do, that's their primary job, to control the control center. And then, of course, the physical environment. And that can be through stick and carrot type of a thing, societal, peer pressure, social media, school systems, education, so-called experts. The only expert to me is God. That's the only thing. And just listening to that voice, that's all I need to know.
Yeah. Yeah. And an attempt to change God's plan, it doesn't seem like it. It's a good
doesn't
idea
work,
at all.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't
work. Work.
We'll be right back with Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren, and I'll tell you how to contact him.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yes, if you'd like to contact Dr. Sergei Shuly-Soren at the clinic, at his clinic in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. The telephone number for the clinic is 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. If you'd like to take advantage of a discount that's offered on the vitamins, minerals, supplements that I enjoy, that I purchase, USA Prepare 15, USA PREPARES 15, and the website, NormShuly.com, NormShuly.com, NormShuely.com. Dr. Sergey, I had, when I was 17, I was at a friend's youth camp, and or youth meeting, monthly meeting at their synagogue. And I was talking with my friend, and side by side, he and I were just chatting, and this girl came up behind me, put her arm through mine. I'd never seen her before. And she was just a pretty, pretty girl. She had, she was very well endowed. I mean, very well endowed. I mean, and so by the time we dated, and by the time she was 18, she was complaining of back pain. I mean, this is pure physics, right? So if you've got a lot of extra weight on the front, it's really rough on the back, right? Well, don't the people who want these males who want breast enlargement, breast augmentation, breast mutilation. Don't they realize this?
I'm going to go with the word mutilation because that to me is appropriate. It's terrible. It's terrible. There's absolutely no common sense whatsoever. Not physiology. Not in terms of mass alignment. Not in terms of anything. And plus, it's foreign tissue in the body that doesn't have to be there. It doesn't belong. And it looks terrible. Absolutely.
So if a person has these silicone fluid bags inserted in his chest, and he gets in a fight and someone punches him in the chest, I mean, couldn't that bag rupture and couldn't that person die as a result of the leak?
I've seen complications including sepsis and a lot of serious issues, including in the emergency room. And yes, exactly as you said, but it doesn't have to be a fight. If you just take a fall, you know, because of lack of balance, because of, you know, there's more things in the front than in the back. So, and most people are also not in a great shape. Their health is not good, so balance is not good. So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot more complications, and then something happens, fall, injury, or something like that, or even something internal, and then boom, you've got a surgical complication.
I was thinking about over the weekend, you know, carrying bags of dog food, 50-pound bags of dog food. You know, you don't hold them out as far as you can away from you. You bring them to your chest when you carry them, or you throw them over your shoulder. And just normal routine living, it seems like it could break one of these bags. And then how long does a person have before a serious complication? Well, I mean, what do you do? If a person comes in with a ruptured silicone bag, what is the procedure? Vacuum it out with a vacuum? Liquid vacuum?
This is where we say, oh, shoot, this is a problem. Because you need to have a very specialized service for that. There's even as an emergency room doc, I'm not going to go in there and play with it. I mean, I'm not messing with that, period. I mean, antibiotics, yes. Pain medicine, yes. Hospitalization, yes. Referral, yes. I'm not touching that. That's too complicated. So
like fluid contamination could start to like the whole body. And isn't there an increased risk of cancer?
Yes. All of the above.
You know, you mentioned. What happens with, reproductive mutilation, the testicles get cut off when a male wants to be a female, something that appears to be somewhat akin to a vagina is sewn in place. It's not a vagina. It doesn't work. It seems like it's a trap for bacteria. Is it a trap for bacteria? Is it a trap for infection?
100%. Infections are pretty common, especially early. Yes.
And then what happens to the penis? Is that still stay in play or is that removed as well?
That everything's removed. It's literally castration beyond terrible.
Wow, I'm at a loss for words. We'll see you next week, Dr. Sergey Shilisorin. Thank you so much for being with us.
Advertising
today
is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. USA News Update. A longtime friend and business associate of Hunter Biden is expected to testify on Capitol Hill today. Devin Archer will appear before the House Oversight Committee and likely share details about foreign ventures and meetings with Hunter. The testimony could shine light on the level at which President Biden was allegedly involved in these dealings. Last week, the president's son pleaded not guilty to federal tax charges after a judge rejected a proposal plea deal. Archer was sentenced last year to a year and a day in prison for his role in a conspiracy to defraud a Native American tribe. Gas prices are surging to an eight-month high. AAA says the national average for a gallon of regular unleaded hit $3.75 a gallon yesterday. That's 17 cents more than last week. Industry experts blame the spike on production cuts by OPEC Plus nations and record-breaking heat. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh,
God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay. This is the 5-Minute University component of Monday's broadcast class. And Frank Pachenko's with us in Canada. We're going to be talking about appliances, appliance repairs. And Frank has a wealth of information. And I can pretty much guarantee, I can guarantee, that if you don't save as much money as you paid for this broadcast, we'll send you a refund. Welcome, Frank.
Well, thank you. I don't know how you do it to change from one topic to another topic, but you're amazing. This is my, third time? I'm still...
Yeah, it is. It's number three. It's number three.
With excitement, but I enjoy it, and thank you for re-inviting me again. And, we definitely can talk about anything, because, as I said, I'm 67, been around for quite a while, a lot of hard knocks school. And formal education, so we can go wherever you want to. We can, you can discuss, so we can talk about what Kyle has gone through with his fridge, and I can explain to you what happened there. And that was a very interesting. You know, while I was looking and trying to like putting things together, I thought of this. You know, at one time, Kyle would have been considered a cheap guy. Who will take an old, something, anything old, and make it for himself. But you know, in today's world, he's considered a saver of the environment. And you too, all these little things that we do now, and myself, I feel like I'm adding to the beauty of the environment. And isn't that interesting, huh?
It absolutely is. All the instructors, and there are many common threads that run through us, and one of them is we don't want to waste anything, we don't want to abuse anything, we want to leave it better than we found it, we want to protect and nurture and care for it, whatever it may be. And my dad and mom lived through the first Great Depression, and they would say, use it up, wear it out, and then after there's no other use for it, then you can discard it, but not until then. And so that's the way we live our lives, including, in our automotive shop, if we're going to check the oil, we don't use a brand new paper towel and then check the oil and throw it away. We find one that has a little bit of oil on it from, that's suitable for checking the oil on an engine. And we use that. And then we use it again over and over and over again before we throw it away or put it in the fire. But, we don't waste anything. And I think it's absolutely the right way to do it. But you mentioned Kyle, and he's a wonderful instructor.
Yes.
And I don't know if you're aware of this, but he was the service writer at multiple automotive dealerships. Mm-hmm. He is a heavy equipment operator. He is a commercial electrician, licensed commercial electrician. And he has a wealth of experience. And... He was talking about a freezer that someone got rid of because it just flat out didn't work, and he turned it on its side, left it that way for a couple hours, then turned it right back up, left it for a couple hours, plugged it in, and it worked perfectly. So do you have an answer for why that procedure worked?
Well, Kyle is one of the shows that I try not to miss, and I haven't really missed, so I know about him, and he is a very smart man. I didn't know he was an electrician. I knew he was a mechanic because obviously he talks a lot about mechanics. But that's interesting. No, it's fridge, yes. And I'm saying, well, I've gone there. See, what happens, especially with these newer fridges, is there's oil in the compressor, and oil needs to lubricate all those moving parts. And there's refrigerant in the compressor. And for our students to understand, when I was teaching, I always explained the refrigeration system as our blood system, where we have our veins, where refrigerant goes through, and our heart is really the compressor. So if our students who are there listening can imagine our thing. So what happens, and there's a solution for that, is during very hot days, and especially if your condenser coils are not clean or you don't have enough room around the fridge, then that compressor gets overly hot. Quite hot that if you touch it, you could burn yourself. Now, there's oil inside that compressor. What happens when something gets hot? Especially oil, it gets thinner and thinner and thinner. And that compressor, the piston on that compressor, picks up that oil and shoots it through the what we call the condenser side. And then, of course, it starts to cool down. But then the oil gets heavier. So it's like our heart pumping through our veins. All of a sudden, we have a blockage. And that's exactly what happens in some of these fridges. Oil gets in there, causes a blockage, because in today's world, the compressors are not as heavy duty as in the olden days. I mean, in the olden days, those things just ran forever, and people tell me 60-year-old fridges, and the compressor's still chunking away. It doesn't have enough power enough to send that oil through the whole system, so it just stalls, and there it goes. So obviously what Kyle did, and amazing that he's done that, is find a way to get rid of that little clot of oil in the system, turning the fridge upside down, turn the fridge on its side one way or turn the fridge on the other side. And what happens is that oil kind of unclogs itself, and bang, there goes the compressor, bang, there goes the whole system, and it works again. It's funny that he said that because many a times, we call those phantom calls, eh? A customer calls, fridge not working, blah, 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 and they decide to plug it up. 3 days, I go there, and guess what? The fridge is working. Well, it wasn't working. I have promised you that the fridge was not working. Okay, call me if it stops again, because there's really not much I can do if the fridge is working absolutely perfect. So the thing to do is obviously try to keep that compressor cool by keeping that fridge coils. I don't know how I can stress to the class, to the students, how important it is to keep those condenser coils clean. It ruins so much parts in the fridge. The relay coil, because the compressor is cycling on and on, on and off, on and off. The compressor itself, and so on and so forth.
So when someone calls you up and makes an appointment, and you go out there because the refrigerator isn't running, or the freezer isn't running, it's kind of a panic call, isn't it? Because they're thinking they've got food in there that's going to go bad. Is that right, that it's a panic call?
It is a panic call. There's no doubt about that. But sometimes you just can't go there on that instance of time. But in general, between you and I, people do find other ways to deal with the food. Now, I have a refrigeration license, which allows me to do commercial. Talking about panic calls at 12 o'clock in the morning and telling me that there's $10,000 worth of food in the freezer. Now, that was hard. And that was one of the reasons why, when I first started in the field, I decided, no, I'm going to start going to residential, because I can't take someone saying that $10,000 worth of food is going to go back in the middle of the night. So, definitely panic calls.
So, so you're talking about commercial refrigeration at a supermarket or at a warehouse?
I used to do, yes. Mm-hmm. Then,
okay.
Of course,
and you know what I don't understand? This is kind of a tangential comment question. I don't understand why, when refrigeration systems are built, like for a home, new construction, why there is no such thing as a refrigerator freezer with the condenser outside. Meaning, why dump the heat in the kitchen and then have the air conditioning system remove the heat from the kitchen? Why not just dump the heat outside the house in the first place? Now, of course, it would cost more, it would be more expensive to build a system like that. But if it were done with substantial quality, it could last a lifetime, right?
It could. Up here where I live, because there's a lot of hunters, I am getting a lot of calls to do just what you're saying, a small freezer-fridge system in an area of the house where we put the coil inside and the other thing outside. So it's funny that you're saying that. But I'm seeing more and more and more. I used to do one probably within a year. I've already done three this year. So... hopefully...
Well, let me share this with you.
Sorry?
You might have heard me say this in the past, but we built our house 18 years ago. So we started with plans, and I modified the plans with Mrs. Finelli and our son so that it would be exactly what we wanted. And what we saw was, even in well-respected architects, they only put a refrigerator slash freezer in the kitchen. They didn't put a separate refrigerator side by side with a separate refrigerator with a separate freezer. You know, two identical looking units with the handles that meet in the middle. So it looks like they're one unit, but they're actually two separate units. So we designed our kitchen so we have, instead of having the freezer in the garage or the freezer in the basement, we have them in the kitchen where it's really handy. And so we have an all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet, and an all refrigerator, 17 cubic feet. Why is it that more people don't do that?
I don't know. I mean, you're obviously a future thinking. It makes so much more sense to have those two units side by side. Now, you know that there are real units. I don't know what make you have. They're very expensive. There are units as you have where it's a whole fridge, a whole freezer, and it's side by side, and if done properly. Now, there is a catch to that, Vince. I'll tell you, if one of them goes and you cannot be repaired, it becomes a little struggle to get another one like it.
You're absolutely right. And here's what happened. So we were building this house. We designed the kitchen cabinets and had them made by the Mennonites. So I said, okay, we ordered a Frigidaire freezer that matched identically with a Frigidaire refrigerator. So these two were standalone units side by side. We built the opening for them, and the cabinets were built. And then we got a call from Lowe's where we ordered them, and they said, oh, guess what? We can't get that anymore. So Whirlpool discontinued the unit. So, but that's okay. We could get a Frigidaire model. Mm-hmm. But the Frigidaire model was a different size. Mm-hmm. It was a little shorter, but wider. So now they wouldn't fit. So what we had to do is modify the cabinets. So I've already been, before we even had them, I already had the problem that you're talking about. What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have a compressor. We had an overvoltage situation, 137.5 volts. And now the compressor on the refrigerator, when it shuts down, it goes bang, 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 bang as it throttles down. When we come back, can you address that? The only thing I've been able to do to minimize that is to put a voltage-reducing transformer on the line to bring the voltage down to, 120 volts. Thanks,
Sunfire has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Frank Pacheco's with us, and he's in Canada, and he's volunteering his time to teach you about appliances. And I got to tell you, there's plenty of broadcasts that can teach you about opinions and what politicians have said and things you can't do anything about, but they're only, I don't even know of a broadcast that does what we do here, where you can leave and actually apply the knowledge that you've learned in class to your life, either today, tomorrow, or next week, or, you know, in the future. But we're trying to plant the seeds so that you can do these things yourself, because frankly, there aren't a lot of people who are out there that do what Frank does, and does it affordably and correctly. So, Frank, the situation was that one day the grid pumped in 137.5 volts. We're looking for 120. Our appliances went crazy. Equipment failed. A whole bunch of equipment couldn't take that extra voltage. The power company came out and said, yep, you're right. And, you know, I had them cold because I've got the equipment that measures this. So it wasn't like this was conjecture. I had the facts, and they said, you're right to the tenth of a volt. And so they're going to reimburse us for equipment damage. But have you heard of a compressor getting too much voltage in and then starting to have mechanical noises as a result of that?
Well, for the students in our class to understand, first of all, before I will give you the answer for it, but I honestly appreciate the fact that you were doing this kind of program where I can do a little bit of theory and for people to understand, because knowledge is how you are able to serve. I've listened to a lot of radio programs, not children specifically, where people call in with my complaints and my dishwasher is not doing this. Well, that becomes very unique to that person. But the way we are doing the show and the way we kind of decided is where I can give a bit of theory and so that people understand. With that being said, but one needs to understand that a compressor, which is the thing in the back of your fridge, is that solid dome. But inside it, there's a motor. And many a times, I've ripped them apart to show my students in the olden days. And there's a motor held with three springs. Not four, but three. So what happens is that motor inside there is kicking along. That's where the piston and everything is. And, of course, if there's a bit higher voltage, it's going to pump a bit more. Like, it just goes a bit. So what happens? But it's not only voltage. I want the class to understand that there is a little pump in there that's pumping, and it can go up to 150 pounds per square inch gauge. And that's a lot. I mean, for a small little thing like that. And what happens is if your condensers, again, going back to our condensers, are not cleaned, that force could go easy to 200. That's a lot of pressure. Now, what happens is, and maybe that's where, there's a couple of reasons why your compressor is doing that. There is, inside this motor that's inside the dome held by three springs, there's a check valve, which is supposed to keep the high pressure high. But if that check valve gets damaged, could be from high voltage, then that high pressure that's in the condenser kicks right back and makes the sound that you are making. Now, what are my solutions to that? Obviously, well, it's not obvious, a number of them that I do before changing the compressor. I don't know if you've been behind your fridge, but the compressor is mounted with bolts in the back and so on and so forth. I literally remove those bolts and let the compressor run on its, do its own thing. So if it comes back and it shakes a bit, it's not stock forced in the bottom. And that has helped me quite a bit. The other thing is I go down there and I see, because remember, the motor inside the compressor is on springs and it's probably knocking against one of the walls. Is it the left side, right side, back and front? I try to see where that noise is coming from when it goes bang, 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 bang. And I try to lift the compressor just gently on that end so that it can compensate for the weakness of that spring that's gone a bit soft. I don't know if that's too much answers, but
no, not at all. And I've done those things. I've gotten behind there and taken the cover off, and I felt to see if when the motor winds down and we have this bang, 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 it's internal to the compressor. And,
yes.
And I've done things to other compressors where when the rubber shock mounts, and I'm talking about like a 40-year-old chest freezer, where the rubber shock mounts on the bottom of the compressor are rock hard. I mean, they were pliable rubber and they became hard. I'll take a tire tube from a truck tire or a tractor tire or a car tire, and I will make the equivalent of shims and use a hole punch and punch a hole in it and retrofit that way. And that seems to work. So, but I mean, these are all, you know, do-it-yourself, hard way to do it, rather than just throw it away and get a new unit, you know, a new refrigerator, freezer, chest freezer, etc.
Yeah.
But those have worked well. But I think the bottom line is I've got some wear on this compressor, and and I'm going to have to find another compressor. And by the way, they're getting very expensive and very hard to find.
When you come back, we'll tell you what to do with buying compressors, okay?
Sounds great. Yeah. Frank's with us. Frank Pachenko.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Attention. Your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.